Hello.
Hi, Tommy. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you today?
Oh, stressed out as usual, but yeah, good.
Aw, come on. What's going on?
Run.
Oh.
I was up to 4 a.m. Oh. last night.
Good grief. How's your mom doing?
Well, could be better. She's not doing that bad, considering.
Okay. That's a start. Well, how old did you say?
92.
92. That's the number that was sticking in my head, but I didn't trust it for a minute there.
Yeah. They did the operation. I don't know if I told you, they did the operation. They did the surgery.
Oh, no, I don't think you had. I don't think we've talked since then.
She broke her hip.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I remember that part.
Yeah, they did the surgery the next day.
Okay, and, okay.
You know, she's depressed, I guess. You know, she's stuck.
Yeah.
She knows that's the final destination. She's not leaving there.
Yeah.
I live in AIDS for about 3 years. Four years. She kept falling. Stubborn.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. Hold on a second. You know, so there was 1 week. She said, "In 5 days, we're in the emergency 3 times." I said, "He said, "Nah, this is too much."
Yeah.
So I told her, "Look, I did everything in my power, mind to keep you out of there, keep you out of prison, but I gotta put you in, Mom."
Yeah. Are you her only child?
No, I have a brother who lives in Hawaii.
Oh, well, that's a lot of help he'll be, huh?
He's useless.
Oh, wow.
He's waiting for her to die. He's waiting for her to die to take or something,
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's hard when it's our moms. I grew up in Wisconsin, which is where my mom lives and dad. I'm not as close with my dad as I am with my mom, but you know, he's my dad. I love him to death. And I live in Colorado and I live where my mom always wanted to live, but they were never able to move out here.
Oh.
And this is, so they used to make trips out here three times a year. And as they got older, and now her health issues are catching up, and she's in and out of the hospital all the time, and, you know, they don't get out as much as they used to. Well, last year, right after, I mean, COVID was just, they were just starting to lift mask restrictions. My mom's got she's a transplant recipient, so she's on immunosuppressive. Yeah, so she can't be around any of that stuff or she's going to catch it, you know, and then it's an instant. I mean, there's no coming back. Well, last year, as they were starting to lift restrictions, they'd been masked up the whole time, gloved up, everything when they went out, and they didn't go out much. And she says, "We're coming out for a visit." And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is my mom's fuck all visit. This is her last. She doesn't care if she gets COVID. It's her fuck all visit." And I mean, it took a lot for me to not bawl the whole time she was here. And now she's still chugging along and they're coming out here next week. So whatever. I guess maybe this is her fuck all trip. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
just enjoy every moment.
Oh God, every moment. Every moment. Yep. Absolutely. Well, and it's also, you know, watching her come to the end that I knew was coming eventually and earlier than it should. And she's only 65.
She's only 65.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. Sorry, 67. She's 67. And, but all those post-transplant drugs, she's been taking them for over 25 years now. That's how long ago she had a transplant.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I know. So yeah, it's still, you know, but as I've kind of watched her come to the natural end, it's, I don't know, it's made me appreciate other things in life more.
Yeah,
you know.
What's your, my father died in 94. And,
oh, wow.
You know, I used to dwell upon things.
Yeah.
Take things so seriously. There's people, I actually hated people. Not hated, all people. There were certain particular people.
Yeah.
I hated. I always the worst for them. I mean,
yeah.
When my father, when my father died, I lost all that.
Wow.
I lost the feeling of focusing on the dumbest things in the freaking world.
Wow.
And, you know, there was this one guy I worked with, and he did a lot of things to me that he eventually, I don't know if he got me. Well, no, he didn't get me fired. But,
wow.
You know what? When I left, the guy I wanted to stab in the neck with a knife, I embraced him.
Wow. Wow. I know.
You look at life different. It does something to you.
It is no doubt a journey. I mean, you know, when you were a kid, you didn't know what they meant when they said life's a journey. And now, yeah. Now I get it. I wish I'd have known it sooner. I think we all say that, don't we?
Yeah.
All this stuff we wish we'd have known sooner. People told us though, and we just didn't listen. I think.
You have to experience it.
It's true. Very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you do. So, Tommy, enough about my mom and all this bad stuff. Well, it's not necessarily all bad. A lot of it's pretty darn good, actually. But anyway, you called me. Are you all good? What you need?
Somebody called me back. I was just concerned if you got my pictures because I didn't see the I received something I thought was from you guys, that you did. But you got them. The girl said that you guys got them.
And she said, yep.
I think I have 16. And she said I could put up to 24, which is fine. So I could have.
Awesome. Good. Yep. And I see her note in here. Client images uploaded to media folder and passed on so they can upload them. Perfect. Good. Well, I like it when the plan works out. And by the way, I think I told you I returned calls within an hour, and I don't think I made it on yours, and I wanted to apologize for that. I didn't even realize I had a message, and then it was lunchtime, and I came back from lunch, and there was your message, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad everything's going well then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I spoke to you.
I am too. I like talking with you. So a pleasure always.
Yeah, I am. I think I'm losing money. I'm gonna be losing money on the other company. But I don't care. You know.
Okay.
They haven't responded.
Is that Home Advisor?
No, it's the other website that I was using.
I heard the website. Oh.
And then you told me all you had to offer, and after talking to you, you sold it. You know, and I talked to Eric. Is that Eric that I spoke to about the website? Is that his name?
Sounds right. Yep, I think that's one of our website guys.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's down to earth. You know,
awesome.
People out west are a little more. People over here make me nervous. I was brought up here, but
you know, we just got a good team all the way around. I mean, really, I have owned my own businesses almost all of my adult life. I'm 52, and I haven't worked for anybody else since I was about 24. And I never thought I would enjoy going back to work for a company again that wasn't my own. And I love it. And the people are amazing. Our team is really good at what they do. And that makes all the difference.
Once you have a business, you know.
Oh, gosh.
After 6 years, you kind of get used to it, but it's still,
Yep.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice to say, hey, you know what? I'll go to work for somebody else. And if you like it, when you're old, I'm 59, you know?
Yeah, same age. You're the same age as my husband.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. At this point, I don't want to work. I don't want to work for anybody else.
No.
Unless
well, and
it's something. Unless I really, it'll be something. Somebody treats me like a human being.
Yeah. Exactly.
And,
well, and that's what I was
Connecticut.
Too.
Yeah, Connecticut it doesn't have. You're not a human being.
Oh, that stinks.
Connecticut, really. Connecticut people, not all of them, obviously. I'm from Connecticut. But 90 to 95% are just, If you work with them, it'll take them a year. That's because they know you first. And then they'll start converting.
Oh, wow. Oh, I suppose with that many people around, you don't know who's going to stay around and who's not. And, you know, that makes sense. I guess I can see that. It stinks, but I can see it. I can see it.
Well, the ones that want to talk to you in the beginning, you're just looking for information on your weak and your points. So they can help you. And go run into the bar and say, oh, Tommy. Yeah, you know.
Yep, that'll definitely happen too.
Enough of that. I didn't forget about your lobsters. I'm just tired.
Well, you call me anytime you want to. I'll always call you back.
Gail, thank you. I wish your mother. Sticks around and enjoys life.
Thank you. Thank you. And
69 is too young for a woman.
She's still got a lot of spark left. She's not going easy. I'll tell you that. She ain't going easy. Well, and I hope your mom is comfortable, and I hope she does okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That means a lot. You're very, I really like you. Truly, as a human being.
Likewise.
I enjoy, we're on the same page, you know?
You make me smile every time I talk to you.
You do, too. You make me smile, you know? And absolutely. You know,
that's awesome.
And to be honest with you, they won't get, the other company won't get back to me. I'm going to see if the next billing cycle. I already got $600 in.
Wow.
They're charging me $1,500.
Wow.
He went down to 1,200. It was going to be almost 1,700. I'm like, nah,
wow.
That's too much. So I may have lost 600, but I don't want to lose the other 600.
Yeah.
They won't get back to me. I call them 10 times.
You know, I think I would cancel my darn credit card for that much money. And just, nope, done. Or, wait a minute, is it a debit card or a credit card that they have? Shoot. Well, you know, though, what you might be able to do, if it was a regular bank, I would say you'd almost certainly be able to. But you might be able to call the credit card company and say, hey, look, I agreed to this purchase. I paid them $600. They're not returning my calls. I've called them this many times. I don't feel I'm going to get the rest of what they owe me, and I don't want them to get any more of my money. Can we stop block charges to these people?
Right.
I don't know. I would think they might be able to do something like that.
Yeah, I thought of that.
You should go do it. You should do that. All right, Tommy. Well, you have a good rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time. All right. Thank you,
honey. How big do you like the lobsters? How big do you want the lobsters?
Oh, my gosh. I don't care. Anything is good. I mean, we get these scrawny little things out here that are all frozen and shriveled, and they're like 2 inches long as the tail. I mean, they're bad. Anything would look good to me. We're landlocked.
You got midgets?
No, we get the crappier ones. They move across the country.
Oh, we got crawfish or are they lobster? Rock lobster?
They are actual lobster. Yeah, but they're tiny. They are tiny.
I don't think I ever saw lobster. What would it be?
Well, the tail is only a couple, maybe 3 inches long is the tail at
three
most.
Inches.
That's how tiny they are.
Out
here.
Four. So you're talking about.
Yeah, they're not very big. What I think it is as they move west across the country, each store ahead of us takes the bigger ones off and we're left with the ends. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know they're little when they get here. It's funny.
I took my Aunt Harriet. I used to see her. She lived in the Bronx. And I used to go see her. We used to go out and take a trip to Atlantic City 4 times a year. I was very, very close to her. She passed away when she was 90. That was about 3 years ago. But she lived for lobsters. She would be there. She would take it apart. She'd say that I'd take her out to dinner. She's there for like 2 hours, just taking,
digging out every bit.
Yeah. So for her, I think it was her 88th birthday. I took her. I got her a 4-pound lobster.
Wow.
And she was just in one of the best restaurants in New York. And cost a lot of money. But man, I got pictures. I have a picture of her ripping that damn thing apart. She was in a different world. You can talk to her. She was just, that lobster was a part of her.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, what a nice memory. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good for you.
She was my second mom.
I bet she appreciated it too.
She was so much fun. For her age, we used to walk into the Trump Marina, in Atlantic City. It's off the boardwalk, so it's not. It's safer than like the boardwalk is not safe.
Okay.
I've been taking her there for 25 years. And we log in and they, hi Mrs. Trump, how you doing? They call her Mrs. Trump.
Wow. Now is that she's the one that recently passed away too, isn't it? The Mrs. Trump, Ivanka? Didn't she just pass?
I didn't know that. I don't know. The one he was married to now or his first one?
No, his first one. I think Ivanka. Ivanka's mother, I think. I could be wrong, I think it. I think it's her. I seem to remember. But, you know, I could be wrong too. Tommy, I better get before I get in trouble.
Yeah, you know what?
Chit-chatting too much.
I
could with you too. So we'll have to talk next time.
You got it.
All right. Okay. You take care, hon. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.